share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Some politicians would go through a lot to simply prove that they're right. A main theme in the Bandura Puta campaign is to not record anyone who's suffering simply to satisfy one's ego. The goal of the campaign is simple: go help the person and come back. While some politicians have supported the campaign, there have also been some individuals who claim that raising the white flag is a sign of defeat, and one should just pray. A suffering individual from Kuala Kangsar made a call to Surya FM stating her family's problems. The mother said that her children haven't eaten in a few days and were weak. After hearing about this confession, Malaysians were inclined to help the mother, but the radio station preferred to keep the identity of the woman anonymous to maintain her privacy. However, they reassured the public that she got the help she needed. For illustration purposes only, yesterday, the 4th of July, Kuala Kangsar MP, Dayton Mastura Uzeed, posted a video on her Twitter where her team confronted the woman who made a call to Surya FM. In the video, the woman who was identified as Kak Wati said the claims she previously made were false. Hopefully Kak Wati's explanation answers all questions. Kuala Kangsar Parliament Office is always ready to help. While the initial intention of the video was might have been to expose the truth about the woman's situation, Malaysians were enraged at the MP for going to such a length to simply prove that she was right. One user even called her out for exposing the woman's identity and breaching her privacy. What kind of person are you, Mastura? Just to prove your office is innocent. Surya FM never revealed their identity. How could you even find them? Even if this is really them, how could you expose their faces, including her underage child? You're truly a vile person, Mastura. What behavior is this, YB? They never mentioned anyone's name in the radio, but you're the one making them go viral now. You're just looking for unnecessary arguments. Hopefully the people of Kuala Kangsar never vote her after this. YB, if she is suffering, just help her. There's no need to deny anything. Just understand that there are thousands of people in a constituency and it's normal to overlook one or two people. Thus, just help them if you can. There's no need to interview them or whatnot. The video went viral with a majority of netizens criticizing the YB's actions. World of Buzz has reached out to Dayton Mastura Uzeed for her statement on the issue. What do you think of the YB's actions? Let us know in the comments section. Also read. We were afraid, elderly women take down white flag after being told it's rude, and they'll be fined. Source. iStock source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.